Trump lauds Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry for redistricting efforts. By Nick Gilbertson on April 30, 2026. President Donald Trump commended both Governor Bill Lee, RTN, and Governor Jeff Landry, RLA, for redistricting efforts in their respective states following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that voided a race-based redistricting map in Louisiana, with major implications for congressional maps nationwide moving forward. Trump announced on Truth Social Thursday afternoon that he spoke with Lee and that efforts to redraw Tennessee's map are underway. If successful, Republicans would likely get representatives from all eight districts in the state, picking up a net of one seat in the process. "I had a very good conversation with Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee this morning, wherein he stated that he would work hard to correct the unconstitutional flaw in the congressional maps of the great state of Tennessee," Trump wrote. He added, "Likewise, all of the other political representatives of Tennessee have promised to do so. This should give us one extra seat and help save our country from the radical left Democrats and their country-destroying policies of high tax, open borders, transgender mutilization, defunding the police, ICE, and Border Patrol, no voter ID, soft on crime, and so much more." Later in the day, he thanked Landry, who is set to suspend the House primaries in the Bay State in light of the ruling, as new congressional districts are being drawn there. "Thank you to the great governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, for his leadership on the very important Calais case, and for moving so quickly to fix the unconstitutionality of Louisiana's congressional maps," Trump wrote. "He has shown tremendous vision, strength, and leadership. Thank you, Jeff. Keep up the great work," Trump added. Landry responded in a post on X, "If there is one thing the Republican Party should learn from President Trump, it's to fight," Landry wrote. "That's exactly what we are doing in Louisiana. Thank you for your support, Mr. President," he added. The redistricting efforts come months ahead of the midterm elections, where the outcome of the House majority presents two very different paths for the country. If Democrats take control of the lower chamber, they are likely to launch impeachment efforts against the president, whereas if Republicans maintain a majority and hold the U.S. Senate, they preserve the opportunity to continue enacting Trump's legislative agenda for the remainder of his term, particularly through reconciliation packages. Cook Political Report's Matthew Klein told Politico Playbook that Republicans are likely to net a seat or two after the ruling on Wednesday. "The median outcome is probably 1-2, Klein said. "Possibly 0. Possibly, I suppose, as many as 3-4 in the very best case scenario." Emphasis original.